Let's start with the Jets, Bricks. I know. You know what? I'm not starting with the Jets.
This is your State of the Union music? This is what you imagine President Obama coming out to? About to address the nation?
It is bad. I mean, it works.
Just I mean,
come
it's
out
cool.
And be like,
oh,
whatever.
Listen.
Whatever. What you want with me, Republicans?
Just might whip it out at any moment, you don't know.
Mitch McConnell, take this, son.
Gas prices.
No, let's begin with
the New York Giants.
Look, solid win last week. What the hell happened last week? What was that game against the Cowboys?
You knew it was going to happen. You certainly knew it was going to happen.
I don't know. I got a text from you when they're up 23-0. Like, this is awesome. I'm like,
well, it was. It was. It wasn't going to stay awesome. I was just trying to live in the moment.
I'm tweeting with random people. I'm like, this game's not over yet. Dude writes back to me, yes, it is. I'm like, no. You clearly haven't been a fan long enough. You don't know what's coming. So the Cowboys come back. Then Eli Manning goes, all right, forget you guys. Here we go. He pulls the team back in. Larry Tynes kicks his way in. Dez Bryant's glove is a half a size too big. And the Giants escape with a win. Side note, what the hell are you doing letting Dez Bryant behind you in that situation?
It wasn't even...
That's the worst secondary thing. That's the worst piece of defending I've ever seen.
You had the safety come over the top, and he's just cherry-picking. And instead of using two hands and, I don't know, catching the ball, or he just takes one short-arm swipe at it. Like an uncoordinated chick fight. Like just a little... Eh. And just completely misses.
I didn't think there was anyone in the league who could make me want Antrell Roll to be my safety.
I like Antrell.
There
Roll.
You go. There you go.
Listen, the problem is we didn't have my man Stevie playing towards Dez Bryant's side. Stevie would have taken that 108 yards the other way.
Yeah, that's right. But look, the Giants escaped with a win. You just take it. You take the win. Blackburn gets hurt, and you got the Steelers at MetLife this week. But Herzlick. Fill in for Blackburn. I honestly don't think there's a lot of a change. I'm kind of excited to see Herzlick play, to be honest.
I like Herzlick. He hasn't shown me too much. He's been good on special teams. He's solid. He doesn't scare me when he's in there, but I'm not, you know, other than the storyline, I'm not excited to see him when he walks on the field.
Yeah, I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised with Herzlick. But look, we're at the halfway point. The Giants have, in fact, played half of their games. So let's do some state of the team, Bricks. Like a short address, a la State of the Union, as you referenced. And so I scripted up a little bit. Tom Coughlin speaking to all Giant fandom in his State of the Giants. Good evening. I'm speaking to you all because Goodell told me to, and the Giants PR guy said I couldn't go home until I did. So I'll make this quick. State of the Giants is we're improving. We're getting there. Secondary is underperforming, turning the ball over too much because, you know, we've turned the ball over at all so far this season. And guys aren't showing up to meetings early enough. But beyond that, we're fine. Can I go home now? There you go. There's Tom Coughlin and his State of the Giants. They're solid and they're fine. That's mine.
I would say first of all, we're improving is how Tom Coughlin leads off every post game. If you ever watch his locker room post games, it's like, oh, listen, guys, we're improving. I would say if I were speaking towards the team, focus on this year, forget about last year and the year before that and the year before that, and really every year under the Tom Coughlin era where they start out pretty much 6-2 and then go 2-6. This is a new season.
That would be brutal.
This is the new Eli Manning, a stellar elite in his prime, MVP caliber guy. Let him lead us. Let's stay focused on the task. Let's go for a 12-4, 13-3 season. Don't let the vortex of doom, the New York Giants' patented vortex of doom,
which is, by the way, just November.
Yeah, don't let it settle over your heads this year. If we lose a game, put it behind you. We'll win the next one. Focus, new season.
Speaking of losing a game, thoughts on Steelers at Giants this
I think
week?
The Giants match up really well against the Steelers. I think their pass rush. Listen, Big Ben is tough to bring to the ground. I don't think JPP is going to have a problem with that. You know, he's elusive, but he's elusive moving up in the pocket.
He's slowly elusive, at least. Exactly. Somebody can run that guy down.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
The Giants, if they do anything too much in terms of pass rush, is they pinch too much. But mm-hmm. Linval Joseph has quietly been the defensive MVP of this team.
And Canty's been great since he came back.
Chris Canty is a dynamic player. Marvin Austin's been all right in spots. He's improving. So I think that if you need a, if we pinch, he's not Tony Romo or Michael Vick or Robert Griffin III. He's not going to be able to get around it. He's going to have to move up. And if he moves mm-hmm. up into those guys, I think he's going to be in a world of pain.
And that offensive line for the Steelers is bad. The one thing I will say is the Steelers throw the ball a lot now. And if there's one thing the Giants are susceptible to, it's anyone who has an arm and a receiver ever anywhere. So we'll watch that. More full prediction on Cover 2 Radio this Sunday at 11 a.m. Let's move on.
The New York Jets.
Ah, the Jets, Bricks. Just an embarrassing loss.
I'm cringing thinking of your State of the Union.
An embarrassing loss last Sunday against the Dolphins. The exclamation point came on like the Dolphins' first possession when Reggie Bush had like a 23-yard run and then slapped Cromartie across the face with a stiff arm. It wasn't even a stiff arm. He just slapped him.
The exclamation point came on the Dolphins' first possession.
It's true. That was never a game. The Dolphins ran them out of their own house.
It's absolutely true. And as we were talking about the Giants and how you knew that Dallas was going to come back, you knew that the Jets weren't because they just don't have the offensive capabilities. You know, you could tell when you're a Giants fan, you're up 23-0. You're like, listen, that's only three touchdowns away from being 23-21. You know, Tony Romo's is got big play skills, no mm-hmm. matter what you want to say about him late in games.
Right.
With Mark Sanchez at the helm, that team, once they go down a couple scores, you're sitting there watching, and you're like, this is hopeless. I know it's hopeless. You know it's hopeless. The worst part, the players on the team
knew it was hopeless. Absolutely. They have a bye this week, so they can't lose. It's a plus. I think Rex Ryan gave the whole team just the week off. I'm pretty sure that's true. He's just said, get out. Cromartie, go home and think about yourself. So here is, I wrote this one up too. Rex Ryan's stated, obviously it's a little longer because Rexy likes to hear himself talk.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So this is Rex Ryan's state of the New York Jets. Reporters, fans, planet Earth, I stand here today addressing you in some of our admittedly leaner times. We faced a cruel, brutal enemy last week, but there's no reason we can't come back together. Look, I believe in what we've got here. You know, we've got two quality quarterbacks, if you count McElroy and Cromartie. and my mostly strong, sometimes defense is, we're going to ground and pound. That thing has been... Fireman Ed! We still believe in Fireman Ed. That's still working. So look, we're not backing down from anything. We're going to go out there and we're going to fight and scratch and claw against every opponent we've got left because they all suck and they aren't as tough as us and they're bad people. Just ask any of our players. They'll tell you. In the end, we're Super Bowl bound, baby. The state of the Jets is strong. We're very, very... I can't do this anymore. It's all a ruse. It's a blustery facade built to hide my own shortcomings. A Jenga tower I built upon everybody else, and I just can't add to it. Every time it falls down, it falls down. I'm a house of cards, and I'm the Joker. I can't do it anymore. Bill Belichick, I'm sorry. I make fun of you because I want to be you. I even tried that cut-off sweatshirt thing, but I cut too much, and it just came into a sweater vest, and I rolled with it.
Yeah, you don't got the guns for that.
Revis! There you go. That's Rex Ryan.
The state of the Jets is like the week after Christmas. It's time to throw out the Tannenbaum.
I think it's time to throw out everybody.
I wouldn't mind
get rid of
cleaning everybody. House, but if you look at the fact, and you can blame Rex Ryan, and to an extent I do, with the bravado that he built up and couldn't back up, Tannenbaum has put no weapons on this team offensively. He's been hanging his hat on a running back that's proven he can't do it for 3 years now. His quarterback's terrible. He brings in the most popular guy in the league to make him the backup quarterback. Every move that this guy's made for the last two seasons has been terrible.
They're a disaster. I get rid of Rex. I get rid of Tannenbaum. I'm sorry. I don't like Sanchez, but I don't think he's as bad as he's shown. But I get rid of Sanchez. He can't be here anymore. There's a point. I get rid of Cromartie today.
The rule of thumb with Mark Sanchez, and I don't. You know, when you talk about the Jets throw in the towel on the Mark Sanchez era, if they cut Mark Sanchez, is he starting on an NFL team week one of next season?
I think there are teams he would start on, absolutely.
Not too many.
Not many. But and admittedly, you're pretty bad teams, but I think he starts for the Jaguars. I think he starts for the Chiefs.
No, because I don't think the Jaguars would end the Blaine Gabbert era 2 years in to get Mark Sanchez 4 or 5 years in who hasn't shown much more.
I think he starts for the Chiefs.
I think he probably starts for the Chiefs. He may start for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because Carson Palmer's obviously an old experiment. Yeah, I think he starts for the Raiders. That's really it. I mean, so when you look at that era and you say, listen, if I cut this guy, how many people are going to really eagerly snatch him up? And the answer is nobody to maybe one. Then that really says all you need to say.
Plus, I think it's poison in New York now. I don't think he can play. I think they're going to play out the rest of the season with him at quarterback, and it's going to be a disaster. The season's going to get from bad to worse, and that whole everything is going to turn more vitriolic than it already has. I think it's a disaster. I clean house with that. I mean, Clyde Gates is down, I don't even remember, 24-3. And he's showboating because he caught a pass.
Which is ridiculous.
And by the way,
near the end zone, by the
right,
way.
Not even in the end zone. And you know what? You can point to, well, Clyde Gates is an idiot. I think it's indicative of a culture that the Jets have built. This blustery, this bravado BS that they've built up, that Rex Ryan has not only built, but has cultivated. He's actively cultivated that in his locker room. And so Clyde Gates goes out and does that. And that is the Jets right now. An embarrassment.
There are too many me guys on that team.
Yeah, Cromartie, after the game, saying that Reggie Bush is a punk. Yeah, he's a punk. And that punk just beat your ass up and down the field.
You just got punked.
Yeah, wait. Ashton Kutcher joined us in the studio for a minute, everybody. Mm. Right. It's an absolute joke. I think you clean house with everybody in that locker room.
I would say maybe you keep about 2.5 men. What? Ashton Kutcher jokes all day long. Boom. Let's move on.
Wow, it's cover two.